What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production. Yeti.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. We are in the studio today. Super fancy in the studio, living it up. I don't have a deck with me today, so my producer, Lindsay, just randomly handed me a passage from my book, Spirit Junkie. And I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it says. I just said, whatever you want me to do. I mean, that's the same as picking a card from a deck randomly. It's just letting the universe show you what to do. So in this case, letting Lindsay show you what to do. And let's see what she wanted us to talk about today. Here we go. This is a quote from Spirit Junkie. We sense love, but we don't believe in it. We save our faith for fear, but ultimately, there is a quiet voice in each of us that longs for something better. And the mantra that she put along with this is, I am willing to see love. You know, Linz, this is so good. I'm so grateful that she gave this to me because I wrote this book when I was 28, 29, and I don't remember what I write. I never remember anything I write. And this shit is beautiful, man. This is beautiful. They're laughing at me in this control room. We sense love, but we don't believe in it. We save our faith for fear. But ultimately, there is a quiet voice in each of us that longs for something better. Oh, young Gabby, 29-year-old Gabby, yo, that's good shit. Listen, we have put so much emphasis and faith in fear. And fear is what has actually been the block to that presence of that quiet voice of love within us. And we have to do our part as listeners of this show. You've already begun to do your part of dismantling the fears that block that voice of love. And we don't believe in that voice of love is what I wrote. But ultimately, there's a quiet voice in each of us that's longing for something better. So how can we connect to that quiet voice of love today? What can we do to deepen that connection to that quiet voice of love, to the energy of love, to the presence of self-compassion, to the presence of curiosity about ourselves, to the presence of really just looking into our hearts and seeing what's there? How can we take some action towards that deeper connection to our sweet voice of love within? So that's our topic for today. Thank you, Lindsay, bringing it home with the big guns. And I want to bring that topic to you, each of you, every single soul that enters this show today. And I want to guide you back to even the quietest whisper of that voice of love within you. That's my mission for you today.
Gabby.
Gaps in your diet should not be ignored. Over 97% of women age 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D in their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily dose of their omega-3s. Whew, this is major. 97%. That's a lot of women, and that kind of statistic is not something I ignore. That's why I love our partner, Ritual. Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrition gaps in the diet for women ages 18 and over. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. This is so major because it's your overall health, it's your brain functioning, it's your gut health, it's everything all in one. That is really important. It's results that speak for themselves. I also love taking this multivitamin because it doesn't upset my stomach. It's really easy on you. Taking care of your health is such a priority, and I want you to really know that as a busy woman, a busy mom, a busy entrepreneur, Ritual will make it simple for you. Plus, Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and non-GMO project, traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, and always clear communication. There's really no shady stuff here, guys. No shady stuff. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/DearGabby and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's ritual, ritual.com/DearGabby for 10% off. So let's bring in our first guest, Lindsay. Let's bring them in.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, my love. How are you doing?
Good. So this is crazy. I actually was here around the same time last year. And it was kind of like the same conversation about like fear. So basically, I have been struggling in my career and I realized that I needed to make a change. However, I was just going to make it slowly and kind of move. And I ended up losing my job. So now I have this wonderful opportunity, right? I can do what I've always been wanting to do by taking that leap of faith and not being fearful. However, when I apply for jobs in the role that I was in, you know, it gives you that comfort. You get those emails back, you get those phone calls.
Right.
And my dad told me that you have to like lead with faith, but I've noticed that like when I'm not leading with faith, I will accept interviews or things that I know don't align with me, but it's out of fear that I won't be able to pay for my rent or out of fear that, you know, I'm not good enough to switch careers. So I guess my question to you, which is like, you know, it's perfect, right on topic, right? What you said, how do you separate your fear when it's the unknown? Because that's what it is. It's, I don't know. So how do I?
I have an answer for you. So here's the story, Ashley. By the way, I remember you. It's nice to see you again.
You too.
I want to just emphasize that there's no right or wrong decision right now to take the old job and build up the new job on the side or to take the new job and put your head first into it. There's no right or wrong answer as long as you're making the decision from a place of faith. Because any decision we make that's from that grounded state of sensing into that voice of love and letting that voice of love lead us and direct us will be the right decision. And sometimes when we're wanting to take a big leap, but we still got to pay the bills, the right decision is take that old job, but do the side hustle on the weekends and build up this other business and this other skill set while I can, you know, grow into the next phase of my development. And that is often what I recommend to people when they want to make a big career change, but are afraid they can't pay the bills because we got to pay the bills. That's just a real story here, right? Now, that may not be your story. So I just wanted to put that out there that the point I'm making is that there doesn't have to be a right or wrong answer as long as the decision is made from that place and that voice of intuitive love. So this isn't about me saying, okay, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. This is about me helping you tap into what that voice of love can say to you now. So let's ask that voice of fear if it could just take a step aside for the moment. Do you think we could just, in this conversation, just like step aside for the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Just go into the other room for a brief period of time. And without that fear there in the way, does the voice of love feel comfortable to speak up to us?
Yeah, I think just to get clarity, do you mean what my heart really wants?
So there's still confusion around the voice of love. There's so much blocking it for you. It's not just the fear, it's the confusion. It's almost the not even knowing what that voice could sound like because there's been so many barriers built up against it.
I would definitely agree. I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that walking away from a career that I have tried and tried for 7 years, you know, got more education, got more professional development, and it just wasn't working for me, but it's all I know. Okay. So it's not all I know. I should definitely not limit myself.
There you go. There's the voice of love. That's the voice of love saying that.
Yeah,
that's
not all that I know. I have transferable skills and interpersonal skills.
There you go.
I have those things.
There you go.
So it's not all that I know, but it's just like, I haven't failed very much in my life. Losing my job is my first failure. So I'm trying to build myself back up and I'm trying to find that intuitive heart that tells me, you know, this job is something that I can do for the remainder, but like this job is something that brings me joy and peace, you know, not just to disclose, but when teaching, I realized that like, you know, I've had very, you know, panic attacks.
So you don't want to go back there. You don't want to go back there.
I don't want to go back.
So let's affirm what you do want right now. Okay. And I want you to place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your belly. And we're going to just notice anything that's in the way that's sort of in denial or pushing back or just the voice of the fear. And just say, thank you for your service, but we'd like you to step aside for this moment.
Thank you for your service, but we'd like you to step aside for this moment.
And just settle into the part of your heart where you know you have these other skills and you know you're so worthy. And you spoke so beautifully. I believe you so deeply, by the way. So much so that I was like, can I hire her? Because you were so confident. Tap into that confidence that you just spoke with just before and just center in there for a moment and feel into that loving presence that you have that is so strong, even though it may have been so blocked. And just allow that presence to hear me and then you can affirm it to yourself. I want to do work that brings me joy.
I want to do work that brings me joy.
I want to do work that brings me joy.
I want to do work that brings me joy.
I welcome work that brings me joy.
I welcome work that brings me joy.
Where do you feel that? What does that feel like in your body?
Honestly, like my hands are tingly and my feet are tingly. It reminds me like when you finish EFT tapping, you know, and you have those high vibrations and like you feel an energy shift. And I'm not trying to be exaggerating or anything, but I think that's what I wanted. I want a job that brings me joy and I want to welcome this joy.
So I'm not going to give you any practical steps. I'm going to give you a spiritual step, my love. Ashley, this is what I want you to do. I want you to spend as much time in this vibration of that tingliness and that excitement of I welcome that job that brings me joy. I welcome that job that brings me joy. And I want you to stay super, super centered in that spot. I want you to return there every single day. And that's how you let that voice of love enter in.
Thank you again, Gabby, for all your help.
I adore you. You're so wonderful. I remember you. You're always so professional and well-spoken and just you have a presence that will be able to create anything. I believe that. So keep me posted on what you do, my love.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Go, girl. The start of the new year means resolutions are on everyone's mind. And we've got the latest fad diets and the stories of how we can lose more weight with workouts and all the things that we have to do to try to make stuff happen. But I'm going to be the first to tell you that getting healthy isn't about pushing yourself. It's about listening to your body. And it's never a one-size-fits-all approach. It really just isn't. You need to listen to your body. You need to trust your gut. And for me, gut health is everything. When I get a clean gut, I know that my body is metabolizing. I know that I am feeling good. I have more energy. My brain is working. And I have an amazing resource for you. It's Keen Health's Gut Plus. Keen Health's Keen Gut Plus is the perfect tool to give you the literal inside scoop on what's going on in your gut. It's really easy. By giving a simple stool sample, you're going to get results as a snapshot of your current gut health status, along with personalized, actionable takeaways based on your results. And as you guys know, I've talked about this a lot. I struggled with gut health for so many years, and knowing what's going on in my gut is what allowed me to get back to a healthy state. So I want to really help you help your gut. I've worked out an exclusive deal just for my Dear Gabby listeners. Right now, Keen Health is offering 20% off with code Gabby. Visit KEANHealth.com and use code Gabby. That's KEANHEALTH.com and use code GABBY for 20% off. Stop guessing and start testing. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offers plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. You know how I feel about low-sugar ingredients, like Organifi green juice, which I love, with essential superfoods and a clinical dose of ashwagandha. I love me some ashwagandha. It's just such a great way to reduce stress and support healthy cortisol levels. And then there's also the Organifi Gold. It's a superfood tea that supports rest and relaxation. I love how hydrated I feel after drinking Organifi. Hydration is so key to just overall health and well-being, especially because I'm a sauna junkie and I'm always working out. I need to really make sure that I am hydrated. And it's really the best. This is the best product. Organifi takes pride in offering the most delicious tasting superfood products on the market at a price that works out to less than $3 a day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank. Go to Organifi.com/Gabby and use code Gabby for 25% off your order. That's Organifi.com/Gabby and use the code Gabby, GABBY, for 25% off any item. All right, Lindsay, who's next? Well, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Wow. I was just at my work desk and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just like shake the energy up, go into a different room. Maybe I'll get picked. You never know.
And here you are.
And it happened.
Here you are.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's so good to be with you guys. So nice.
I've been listening forever. So I love this community. Shout out to everyone. Sending them so much love.
I'm so grateful to hear you say that. I love this community too. It's so cool that we've created this together. Thank you.
It's awesome. I love it. I tell people about it all the time.
So cool.
I'm always like, what would I say if I got picked? I don't really know. But I think this past like 6 months was able to like surrender more. Mm-hmm. And I finally felt like I actually manifested like an entire experience for myself. And it was like the coolest feeling in the world. And I just want like everyone to feel it. Like I've just been kind of like telling my friends about it. And I've just been like, all right, what am I going to do next? Like what should I manifest next? Like this is actually working. So I'm like really sort of on that high vibe and like just ready to kind of keep going. And I want to know if it's possible to manifest things for other people.
No, but what you can do is stay on that high vibration and you will elevate everyone around you and they'll pick up what you're putting out and that will inspire them potentially into their own super attractor energy. And that will benefit every corner of their life. But you can't manifest something for someone. You can pray for people. You can send them positive energy. You can surrender them.
Yeah, because there's been like so many people that I lately in my life that are going through stuff. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could just like fix that for you.
Well, the best way that you can support them is to by being the light in their presence. Because
and just kind of hold them when I like sit down in the morning and do my meditations.
Yeah,
and stuff
sure.
Like that.
Hold them in your meditation. Send them love. Send them energy. Send them positive thoughts. Send them prayers. Send them affirmation. Be in your highest vibration in their presence or on the phone or FaceTime, whatever. Be in your highest vibration in their presence. Don't underestimate the power of your energy and how it can be transmuted through the FaceTime, right? Or through the, right now what we're doing here.
Yeah.
So you don't have the control over somebody else's life because they have their own free will. But you can be a positive energetic force in someone else's life.
Yeah. Okay.
You can choose.
So that's what I'm doing. So I just wanted to like confirmation that like that was the right thing to do, because I'm like, ultimately it's their choice, and it, you know, you have to take action to solve your own problems. So, but I just was like, how can I use this power that I'm just feeling for the first time to help others on their journey, like people that are close to me?
That's gorgeous. I love it. I love it. I'm so impressed with your desire. I think it's gorgeous. You know that you've built up this beautiful momentum and this powerful energy, and that's when you're in that really sacred space and you can gift it to others just by sending blessings to them. I remember on my wedding day, my best friend was one of the officiants of my wedding. And she's very religious. She's almost like, I would almost consider her like my rabbi. When my son gets bar mitzvahed, we're going to go to Israel and she'll just bar mitzvah him. And this is Michaela, my best friend. And she said to me, on your wedding day, you are the closest to God. And you and your partner are the closest to God. And so you have these really mystical powers and you can give people blessings. And so I was just like, just the thought that I had this energetic power that day, I mean, it wasn't so specific. I mean, we have it every day, but I just was really into this idea. So I was walking around my wedding being like, would you like a blessing? Do you want a blessing? I was like, I got special powers. Who wants a blessing? And I've got photos of myself with my hands on everybody's shoulders, giving them blessings. Let me tell you, sister, people got green cards. They've had babies, like so much manifested. And it's not because I manifested it for them, but I infused that intention with them. I held that intention with them. And so you don't have to tell people that you're doing this, but you are deep in your super attractor power. So you're very close to God. You're close to that God energy. And you can gift it to people through your intentions and your prayers. And if there is somebody in your life that you feel like, oh, well, maybe they want me to hold a prayer for them, you can literally do that with them if that's going to be elevating for them and supportive for them and not like weird them out. But being that presence of energy, even without your words, is enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like the people that I want to do it for are people that I think are never going to like take the time to like do the self work and do it. So I'm like, I wish you would do it. And I don't want to spend all my effort trying to get them to, because like,
it's just pray for them to receive what's of the highest good. Because, you know, the answer may be that they hit bottom and everything falls to shit. And that is absolutely what's of the highest good for them, because it's the only thing that will get them to make any change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pray for them.
It's funny you mentioned your wedding, because that was like, we just got married in August, and that was the experience that I am convinced I manifested that entire thing.
Well, how interesting. So you are manifesting, so you're probably still carrying that wedding power.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Maybe the love is just still high and I'm just kind of riding it out still.
100%. Ride the wave. And then once you find and tap into that presence of energy, reach for more of it and reach for more of it. Be greedy about it. Want more and more and more. Reach for more. But sister, you can't change anybody. No, I'm going to quote my friend Chris Carr. She says, the only time you can change someone is when they're in diapers.
Truth. Yeah.
Truth. And I'm almost done with those diapers, let me tell you. We're about to toss those diapers.
Oh, man. That's going to be my next manifestation. So we'll get there.
Go make a baby out of love. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Beautiful. Gabby. It's the new year. You've started a new routine. You feel amazing. But how long will those changes last before you lose your motivation? I once heard a statistic that most people actually fall off their resolutions within 2 weeks of the new year. And so I'm excited to help you out. My sponsor today is Thesis. Thesis can help you follow through on your goals and make them your new normal. Thesis makes personalized support formulas that are specifically designed to boost cognitive function. It's based in the science of nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients like caffeine, ginseng, and B12 that increase productivity, focus, energy, and mental clarity. I am writing so much right now that I am so into this product. Taking Thesis has given me so much more energy, so much more energy. I don't crash. It's helped me cut through my brain fog. It's just helping me feel clear. And there's no jitters. If you take their 3-minute online quiz, Thesis will recommend high quality nootropic formulas that are unique for you and your goals. over 60,000 entrepreneurs, lawyers, engineers, busy professionals, and parents, even parents who just want to keep up with their toddlers, use Thesis to get better results at work and home. Imagine what you could do with Thesis. Right now, Thesis is offering our listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/Gabby. Go to takethesis.com/Gabby and take the quiz and discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on your first starter kit. That's takethesis, thesis.com/Gabby. Make sure to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Who's next?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Where are you in the world?
Miami, Florida.
Beautiful. Excellent. Miami, Florida. How can I help you today?
So I have, first of all, I've been following you for some time and I really saw you earlier and I'm like, oh, let me see. And I got on and I was having problems with the whole video thing. So I didn't think I was going to get on. So this is awesome. So anyway, so I've been feeling like I needed to get on this. And I, for the last year, obviously with COVID and everything, prior to COVID, I was working at a job. I'm an interior designer. And I'm, you know, it took me a lot to get to where I am today in the sense of fighting for the degree because I'm a little slow learner. So fighting for that degree and then graduating cum laude and top of my class and all that. And I'm very proud of all
beautiful,
that.
Amazing.
But for the last couple of years, I haven't been very happy with what I'm doing. And I've been feeling like there's a bigger purpose for me to be out here in the world. And I'm also a health and fitness coach. And I've been doing that for about 10 years now. And so the last couple of years, I've been having friction with my design job in the sense that I feel like I'm not happy. I'm not serving my purpose in that field anymore. And
okay,
I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something better and something more in the sense of serving others. And that's why I love the health and fitness. But then there's a little stop there too, in the sense of every time I try to go for my yoga certification or something that has to do with helping others in that field, something is there that is stopping it from happening. For instance, COVID hit. And I found myself, prior to COVID hitting, I was in an accident where this woman hit me. And that's what the call was about. And my lawyer. And I could no longer show that I was doing my workouts and anything like that because of the injury to the leg. So I took that time to get my nutrition certification. And in all that time, I also fostered a pup and everything. And that's my other love that I want to do. I rescue and foster doggies. And I'm a big animal advocate. And so I just started migrating towards health and fitness and doing the fostering. And there was such happiness in both those for me. But every time I try to go forward with it, that I sit here and I do my meditations and my affirmations for what I want and letting the universe show me what I'm supposed to know, which I did it again last night, I go forward and then boom, there's a door there. And I don't know if the universe is telling me, you're not supposed to be doing this. This is what you're supposed to be doing, but you're not supposed to be doing that either. Maybe this is what you're doing. And I'm
so
confused.
You are overthinking.
Probably.
So let's take a beat. And let's just, you're listening to the voice of fear, not the voice of love. So I want you to do an exercise tonight. I want you to sit down and have a blank page in your journal. And I want you to take a pen out. And at the top of the page, I want you to say, thank you, presence of love, for writing through me. And I want you to just write without any agenda. And maybe at first it sounds like this chaos and overthinking. And then get that out and clear that up. And then you'll start to notice a little bit more come through. And I want you to write for 10 minutes, listening to music that's inspiring to you. And just write. And then take some time to really reflect on what you've written. And notice what you wrote that made you feel so good. And that's the voice of love. You need to get out of your head and into your heart. And that's your practice, my love.
Okay.
That's your practice.
All right.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Keep it simple, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Who's next? Let's take one more. Oh, hello, Laura. How are you doing, honey?
I was just looking for some guidance. I just moved back to the States after living abroad, and I'm in the process of going from being a college student to a professional, or to, you know, entering the job market in the middle of everything that's been going on. And I just feel a lot of anxiety and fear. And is there like a practice that I can do to move myself out of fear? Because it's really paralyzing. And I've been back for 6 months and I haven't been able to even apply to jobs. I'm just in this stagnant energy.
Can you say something with me right now? Just keeping your hand on your heart. I see your hand is on your heart. Keep it there. Can you just repeat this after me? I'm willing to see this situation through the lens of love.
Okay. I'm willing to see the situation through the lens of love.
Say it again.
I'm willing to see the situation through the lens of love.
Say it one more time. Give yourself that permission.
I'm willing to see the situation through the lens of love.
While I know that's bringing up emotion for you, that's a good sign. You're opening up to cathartic energy, which is releasing you from that tension and that stagnation that you spoke about, sending a message to your whole nervous system. I'm willing. I'm willing to see this through the lens of love. It moves you deeply to say that. And that's changing you energetically. And that's enough right now. Make that your mantra. Let it move you to tears. Let it move your heart and your soul. Return to this feeling. Say it throughout the day. It's a prayer. It's an invitation. You're inviting the voice of love, God, spirit, universe, source, self, into your heart when you say that. And say that and it will be that. Say that and it will be that.
Okay. I can do that.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's that simple. You look so much more relaxed right now. And you're smiling. And you're just relaxing. Nice job. Nice job. Thank you, sweetheart. What a way to close this show today. Wherever you are, even if you're driving, you could do one hand with your heart and just take a deep breath. And if you can not, if you're not driving, you can close your eyes. Take a deep breath and take any area of your life where fear has had you in a headlock. And simply say to yourself, I'm willing to see this through the lens of love. I am willing to see this through the lens of love. Repeating after me, I'm willing to see this through the lens of love. I am willing to see this through the lens of love. And feel into that shift in your energy, that spiritual adjustment in your heart, and open your mind to the unconscious or conscious prayer that you have the slightest willingness to see your circumstances through the lens of love. Make that your mantra, make that your prayer, and trust that that's enough. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. I love you guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.